Do you feel your smartphone batteries tend to run out just at the wrong time, usually when you're far from your charger? From member station WHYY, Elizabeth Fiedler reports on a solution.
It's around dinner time at Honey Grow, a casual Center City, Philadelphia eatery. Erin Campbell was on her way here to meet a friend when she realized every phone owner's nightmare. Her phone battery was dying.
I noticed I only had 14% left, and I actually texted her on my way in to see if she could bring a charger with her.
Campbell's friend told her there was no need to bring a charger, because just inside the door of Honey Grow is a kiosk where customers can charge their phones. Campbell did just that. After eating, she stopped to unlock the little door and unplug her phone.
So I was able to charge it while we were eating, and it went from 14 to 66% in like a half hour, so.
To use a kiosk at Honey Grow, a customer picks an empty pod from the kiosk and opens it with a key that's in the lock. Inside, there are power cords for iPhones 4 and 5, Blackberries, and Android phones. The customer plugs their phone into the correct one, lays the phone on the shelf, and locks the door with the key.
We need our phones so much every day in our lives. We clutch them like it's part of us. It's a lifeline. And when our phones run low, we're really anxious.
Doug Baldassare founded Charge It Spot after his own brush with phone battery death a few years ago when he was with friends.
All of our phones were dead, so we were saying, you know, how are we going to find each other? And I pointed to a store, happened to be an Urban Outfitters, and I said, why can't I walk in there and charge my phone?
Now, Baldassare's company has phone charging kiosks in, of course, Urban Outfitters, as well as Whole Foods and other retailers and restaurants in half a dozen states, including a ski resort in Colorado. There are companies with similar products, but Baldassare points out they often charge customers to plug in. Charge It Spot's kiosks are free for phone owners. Businesses pay to house a kiosk. Baldassare says in exchange, traditional brick-and-mortar retailers get new customers.
I started to realize, you know, that would be good for the retailer. It would bring me off the street into their store. And wow, if I could lock my phone up while it charged, now I would be really captive. I wouldn't have my phone on me. I don't know what to do with my life without my phone. So I'm going to shop.
Back at Honey Grow, owner Justin Rosenberg says customers are extraordinarily happy to be able to charge their phones at lunchtime.
A lot of people come in here with, infamous 5% on their phone bar, and they know they can go to 25% by the time they leave for lunch or leave lunch, which is always good.
Rosenberg says the kiosks are driving sales, at least a little. People come in, buy something that's relatively cheap, like a drink, and charge their phones. He says as his business grows, he plans to include kiosks in his new locations. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.